This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Idaho Fish and Game just reopened steelhead fishing along the Clearwater River after some dismal returns last year. Closing fisheries for a season actually helps grow fish stocks, which is important for ecology, and it also ensures future seasons will be very fishable. But what happens in small towns whose economies rely on fishing? We're talking fly shops, guide companies. They are all affected by low stocks or even closed seasons. Joining us live in studio is Lance Hebden. He is a fisheries manager of Idaho Fish and Game. And on the phone today, Roy Akins, the owner of Rapid River Outfitters in Riggins. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Roy, I want to start with you. You're located up in Riggins along the Salmon River. Now, unlike the Clearwater, fishing was open this past season for you, correct?
That is correct.
So then, has steelhead fishing around Riggins been closed or limited recently because of low steelhead stocks?
In the past few years, we've seen some downturns in our returning fish, and so we have had now 3 years where we've had limited harvest in consideration to the past 20 years and what we've gotten accustomed to. So this year we have one fish per person harvest, which is still a great opportunity for anglers to be out there and take home a great fish, which are wonderful to eat. But we're in a situation right now where, a lot of negative press over the last few years because of the low numbers and really a lot of confusion about some of the closures and where they lie and what is open, what's not open, or even some people just assuming the whole thing is closed. So that's been a big part of our struggle.
And so, Lance, let's back up a little bit, because what are the reasons that Fish and Game does have to limit fishing along certain sections of a river?
So when we consider opening a steelhead fishery in Idaho, we're fishing only on hatchery origin fish. And so we have to ensure that there are sufficient hatchery fish returning to Idaho, that our hatcheries will have sufficient returns that we can collect eggs for the future. So it's really about, are there enough fish in the system that anglers can take a share and will have enough to perpetuate the hatchery run?
So what caused this last season of low stocks on the Clearwater?
So on the most recent return that we're working on right now, which is our fish that came into the Columbia in July of 2019, that caused the closure was a combination of things. There's steelhead go out from Idaho 400 to 600 miles through the rivers to the ocean, and some of those fish will go as far as the Sea of Japan. When those fish migrated to the ocean, there was what was known as a marine heat wave. And so we had some very poor survival across the Northwest on steelhead stocks. The Clearwater in particular had some issues associated with survival of those fish coming out of the hatchery. And we're still trying to pin down exactly what that was. But the Clearwater was more uniquely affected than other stocks.
And Roy, I mentioned this in the beginning about economies and towns being affected by this. You run a company that takes guests out on fishing trips. So when these closures happen, I mean, how does it affect business?
In the Riggins area, and along with Riggins, Whitebird, and all the little towns in central Idaho that are located along the Salmon and Clearwater River, have a stake in these fisheries. You know, we all rely on them. In the last 25, 30 years, they've become a bigger and bigger part of our local economies, especially in the fall, winter, and spring, when there's not a lot of other opportunities. And so when we see these downturns, it affects everybody from rental places to mom-and-pop motels, restaurants, bars, tackle shops, and, of course, the outfitters. So it has an effect all the way down our main street and all the way through the community. So, when we have a situation where we get these closures, obviously devastating for the Orofino, Kuski, Kamei area, but at the same time it still kind of falls back onto us, because rather than us being the only game in town now, a lot of people just misinterpreted the whole story as there's no fishing anywhere. And we've seen that over the last few years with just negative reports in the newspaper. People read the headlines, and they don't always read the entire story to find out what is available, what's going on, or the fact, like this year, we'll probably see 22,000 fish swim up the Salmon River, giving anglers and recreators a great opportunity to participate in one of Idaho's best sports and have a chance to catch one of these magical fish.
And Lance, I mean, part of the reason for, limiting this or having to close for a season is so that you can so that the fish can be replenished.
Right. And it like I said, it comes down to, are there sufficient fish in the system that anglers can take a share? And so anytime the season is open, as Roy mentioned, currently you're limited to one fish. If you go back into the 2000s, people were harvesting three fish a day and sometimes five fish a day. And anglers really, if you look at the population center of Idaho, it's, you know, in the Boise area. We have a lot of anglers that travel from out of state. And so they're weighing kind of the cost benefit of, well, do I go up and catch one fish and take it home? Do I? Three sounds a lot better. And so it's really a balancing act in terms of providing opportunity when it's there, and recognizing that any changes we make to limits will affect the participation and will affect communities like Riggins and Challis and Stanley.
So very quickly, before I let you go, what do you think these upcoming seasons will look like since Fish and Game made the decisions that they made?
So it wasn't a good situation, but we had to close the Clearwater. That was the first time we'd had a steelhead closure since the 1970s, to put that into perspective, in Idaho. We reopened based on the fact that, working with other managers in Washington, Oregon, and the tribal fisheries, we passed sufficient fish through to meet our goals. So future seasons are looking good.
I want to thank both of you for taking some time out of your day and talking to us about this and giving us a little bit more perspective. We've been talking with Lance Hebden of Idaho Fish and Game and Roy Akins. He is the owner of Rapid River Outfitters in Riggins. Thank you both.
Thank you, Gemma.
And if you're listening to this and you were glued to the radio, which we hope you were, maybe you don't know that Idaho Matters is also in a podcast. It is. So you can always download it wherever you listen and maybe give us a rating. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. So appreciate you doing that, especially those of you who reach out on social media and engage with us. My producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Thursday. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.